Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, should we get back together after a breakup? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. And on there, you can find the books that I've written, my contact details and other information. So let's get into the podcast. Should you get back together with your ex after a breakup? Well, that pretty much depends on whether you think it can work better this time around. So the fact that you're even considering this probably shows a good sign. It shows that you're contemplating it, so you definitely still see some good and some potential in the relationship and in the other person. You need to make sure that the things that went wrong last time are less likely to go wrong again. Now, there's no 100% way you can guarantee a relationship will last. It's just not possible, unfortunately. So the best you can do is at least try to think that there is a good chance that it can last a long time and go from strength to strength. So the first thing that's needed is good communication, because both people need to be able to discuss everything freely within a relationship. Nothing should be off limits. And most importantly, after a breakup, there needs to be conversation, communication and dialogue about how things can be improved this time around. Definitely one person out of the two was not happy, quite possibly both people. So it's important that everything is shared and opinions given, and there's a lot of good conversation without either person getting too upset and just accepting the fact that, you know, one person or both was not happy about certain aspects of the relationship, and whether it's possible to kind of reinvent the relationship, create a new relationship that's better and stronger. Now, another important aspect of this is that it's reasonable what somebody's asking. So just say, for instance, that a relationship has ended because of not so much a trust issue, but just because one of the people does something which annoys the other person. And it's unreasonable, as in it's something that shouldn't really annoy them, but they don't want you to do it anyway. Maybe it's a hobby they don't want you to do anymore. Something like that is important to consider, because it's bad, you know. It's something that needs to be discussed, but you shouldn't kind of give in to that, because the problem you'll have is that you can't kind of act as somebody else forever. Eventually, people always go back to their true self, and if you've got a hobby or an interest which you're very passionate about, and the other person says, no, that annoys me, I don't like you spending time doing that, and then you kind of say, right, for the sake of a relationship, I'm going to quit it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm just going to spend time with you. Well, that might work in the short term, but eventually there will be a lot of kind of ill feeling, and there'll be some disagreements, and the person who's had to give up their hobbies or interests will definitely feel unfulfilled. And it could cause everything from lying to cheating to just the relationship kind of exploding, because ultimately you need to be yourself and both people need to be able to accept each other. You know, it's not likely you're going to be able to tick every single box that each other really wants. Hopefully you tick a lot of boxes, but it's not really likely that you're going to tick every single box. So there needs to be give and take. There needs to be an acceptance that you might do something that irritates the other person. Nothing major, but just, you know, it's human nature that it's not going to be 100% perfect. So, as I've said, let's just recap. The first thing to consider if you're thinking about getting back together is, can the problems be fixed? Can the communication mean that things can be solved? However, the kind of caveat of that is that if it's something unreasonable that's being asked to be solved, then it probably is a bad idea getting back together, because it's just not going to work long term. So yes, discuss things. Yes, be honest about what's upsetting each other. However, if it's something that's an unreasonable request, you perhaps need to realise that unless you kind of take that request back, that this isn't going to work long term, because they might be able to act in the way you want them to for a certain period of time, but ultimately they are very likely to go back to their kind of true self, their natural behaviour, and that means they're either going to have to lie and kind of do something without you realising, or if they kind of tell you, no, I do want to do that, then it's just going to upset you and it's just going to cause a lot of problems. So let's try to look a bit past this now. What if there's something that's really caused the relationship to end via a specific action? Maybe there's been cheating, maybe there's been kind of a lack of effort in the relationship and somebody's become complacent. Well, these things can be fixed. You know, especially the complacency aspect. If somebody's been broken up with because of complacency, then they've probably learnt their lesson. You know, they're probably not going to do that again. And they're probably going to respect the relationship more and always try to kind of maintain good health, good personal hygiene, and put a lot of effort into, or as I always say, you need to stay in dating mode all the way through a relationship. You can never become complacent. And if a relationship has ended because somebody did become complacent, there is a strong chance that they won't make that mistake again. So if that's the reason, then it probably is looking like you could work things out, because, you know, maybe it is time to give the other person a second chance and to think, okay, that's all they've done. They've become a bit complacent, but now they understand what it means to me. And I think that can be worked through. Cheating, I mean, that is something that is a very serious thing. But again, you know, there's always ways to look around it. What was it? What the circumstances in cheating is always different. Whether it's a one-off or an affair, that makes it different completely. It also makes it different why that happened. This isn't something that I or anybody else can give you specific suggestions on, other than saying, do you trust this person? So even if they've kind of done something really horrible in the respect of cheating and being dishonest, do you genuinely believe they've changed? Do you genuinely understand to a degree how it happened and why it wouldn't happen again? If you can get past that, then you should always give a relationship a second chance in that degree. If, however, you can't trust them and you really just feel uneasy, then it's just not going to work, because you're going to be feeling on edge. You're then probably going to put them under more pressure. Maybe they aren't ever going to cheat again, but you've become so on edge with the relationship, you become controlling in your own way, because you're always nervous and you're always needy, and then that will be negative. So it's something that both people need to work through. Can both people accept that there was previous problems in the relationship, but now there is a great chance of healing the relationship and moving forward and, in essence, starting a new relationship? So whether you can trust each other is so important. Without trust, there's nothing. You know, you can't get into a relationship with somebody and say, well, I don't trust you, but I'm going to carry on anyway. You know, that just doesn't work. It's not healthy. So if you trust somebody, you've got to trust them completely, and you've got to kind of somehow try to put any past indiscretions behind you if you're going to get back together and say, look, I do trust you, because without trust, there's nothing. If you can't trust somebody, you shouldn't be with them. So that is probably the most crucial part of all of this. You know, should you get back together after a breakup? Well, it depends. Can you trust each other? Do you think the problems that went wrong before can be fixed? Is this something which is kind of indefensible that they've done? Or can you understand how it happened? Are you being someone who is not overly fair on someone? Are you being too kind of critical on them unfairly? Are you trying to be too controlling? You know, you need to kind of be honest about yourself. Don't just look at the other person. Even if you broke up with them, you need to look at yourself. And especially if they broke up with you, you need to look at yourself. And you need to realise, okay, the relationship ended, whoever it was who decided to end it, but now there is a possibility that we're now talking about getting back together. The fact that you're listening to this podcast pretty much shows that you're on the verge of considering it. So I would always say, if you're on the verge of considering it, then give it another go. You know, we're not always given the opportunity to be happy. And if you feel happy with this person and something went wrong, but you think it could be something that becomes happy and positive again, then my personal opinion is you should go for it and you should give it a second chance. However, you do need to consider all of the things that I said. Most importantly, keep the communication open, talk about everything. Make sure you don't judge somebody unfairly and put them under unfair restrictions. And, you know, very, very, very important, trust them. Whatever they've done, if you're going to get back with them, you need to trust them and they need to trust you. Without trust, there is nothing. There are certain negative things in a relationship which just can't last. And a lack of trust is one of them. I will be going through other negative relationship killer traits in a future podcast. So please subscribe and look out for that one when I drop it. But for now, I'm just going to leave that with you and say that if you can have good communication, if you can improve what happened before, if you can look past any problems in your partner, then why not give it a go? You know, you was happy before, you're considering it now. Let's hope you can be happy again.